Good morning, long distance line. You made it through. How do you do?
Greaseman.
Sir.
I saw you on Cars of the Stars this morning, Channel 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
pretty wacky, wasn't it, sir?
Yes, it was, and I thought it was quite hilarious myself.
Well, I was a little embarrassed to have to be towed away like that on television for everybody to see, but that's the problem with driving a Biscayne temperamental. Yeah, but I love them. I love them. Here's something reacting to the news going on in the world. Two men can get married in Honolulu. Apparently, at the moment, the state Supreme Court is hearing it, but, you know, the same thing is happening here. A couple of trying to get married in the district, right? They sued everybody. It was request denied, finally. Well, in Honolulu, looks like, I don't know, I think in Honolulu, Hawaii, Rob Wilson and Lee McMillan want to get married, but they insist that they're not homosexual, they're heterosexual. But they feel like when you're married, you get a better deal on the taxes and shared insurance. And they feel like just because they don't... if it's legal for two men to get married, they want to get married just for the financial benefits of it. So, I don't know. That part, I mean, I can see heterosexuals get married. I can see gays get married. Love is love. What the hell? But what about two honestly heterosexual people, guys, get married? I mean, what do they do? You may now kiss the bride. They can't do that. I mean, if it was two gays, it would smooch, right? If it was two gays, it'd smooch. But, I don't know. You may now squeeze your pockets. I mean, what do you do if it's two heterosexual? It's a hell of a world out there, really. I'm thinking about it. You know, it's so hard for people to find love. Everybody ends up hitting the bars. That's what ultimately happened. By the way, I'll do a hobble handbook for you later on, help you give you some foolproof action. Usually guys are hitting the bars. I'm bad. Aqua velvet smeared all over you. Walking up to the ladies. Hey, mamacita, can I buy you bone dry?
No, senor.
All right. Well, nuts to you too then. Dance around with a couple of receptacles, hoping that something will lead to something else. Thank God I'm off in that second. I know I do find myself in bars every now and then with my sister, Nadine. Because she's still trying to get married. And she's a little leery. Frankly, I'm a little leery to have her out there. Knocking back doubles, you know, looking for men. I don't want anything bad to happen to her, so I usually go along as, you know, kind of security. I'll stay four or five bar stools down. Well, I had been talking to this guy who'd been calling me regularly on the air, and he seemed like a real intelligent guy, and I thought he might be the perfect guy for my sister Nadine to go out with on a date. So, sight unseen, I tell him to meet us at the Hobo Bobo Lounge. And, you know, because I got a hot sister that ain't married, and maybe, you know, with his mental intellect, he and she would hit it off real nice. Ah, jeez, hang on a minute.
Can I speak to Mr. Don Quixote, please?
Listen, you first thing, there ain't no Don Quixote, no Sancho Panza, no Santa Quita. How many times I gotta tell you that? I'm trying to work my sister, all right? Call me back later. Well, wouldn't you know? I should know that it's bad to meet people sight unseen, because this guy comes walking and says, I'm looking for the grease man, and he sounded so nice on the telephone, but in person he was hideous. Hideous! Seborrhea dermatitis all over his face. Warts all over his nose. Spittily dangling over his lips. The hideous scent of unproperly swabbed pits wafted over to me. Pants smeared from improper bone beard damage. Belching halitosis from some hideous gastrointestinal irregularity. The hideous troll of a man. I said, Nadine, your date's here. Well, she didn't take it too well. No, she didn't say anything. Because the second she saw him, she just looked at him and went...
No, senor.
I said, I don't think she likes you. I said, she takes a while to warm up the people. She said, what do? You bring me to the hunchback? No, I'd rather go out with John Merrick than this guy. And said, Nadine, look, guys are listening. Just have a couple of drinks with the guy and talk to him, okay? Do me a favor, then we'll leave. She said, you owe me big time, Freddie. So she saddles up and, still with a green look to her face, she starts talking to this guy. Well, I go making my around the bar. You know, I'm just kind of ditty bopping around.
I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back.
Now we can pass them door things. Say, what? The bus stop in? Back to the bar to pick them. They need to leave. Bartender said, oh, she went outside with that ugly guy that was here. I said, what? He said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I think they're in the parking lot now. Looks like that third, yeah, in that Ford Falcon down there with the rusted out undercarriage. Yeah, I think that's his car. Oh, sure, I can walk it out there. And I look at the window of the car, and there's Nadine. Oh! There's the guy lolling back. I said, Nadine, how could you? She went, oh, anything to get away from that ugly face. Yeah.
All right, over the hump with Wednesday Live in the studio with the Greaseman on DC 101.